who influenced you in your style? And I mean, why is it that you didn't go straight into gospel and stay there? Why is it you didn't go into legit or, you know?
Well, a lot of people responsible for my, the time that I've taken in musical.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I used to.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
What was your first release? That happens when you get old, right? I know. Jesse Belden. You know, so we don't remember what your first record was, huh? I mean, how many records have you had out? Do you know? Singles, LPs, whatever. You've had so much experience. I mean, I remember I met you probably around 75 or 76, and you were with a gentleman named Bobby King, and you were at the Hollywood Sound Recorders over there with an engineer named John Gross. Maybe it was before. I'll be darned. See, that's something I didn't know. I remember another time you came into the studio where we were doing the coasters.
Yeah.
And you came in as part of the coasters. You came in with Dub. Dub Jones, was it?
Yeah.
Dub Jones with his Budweiser beer can hat. And then Dub Jones, of course, was the lead singer of the Cadets and Stranded in the Jungle, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the greatest R&B records to me of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not only funny, but it was just a great record, you know. And it was a smash hit, if I recall, on Cadet. Or the Cadets. I don't know what level it was on.
Yeah, it was over at Modern Records, they had a lot of those old...
Modern?
Over with, off of Normandy and...
It may. I think you're right. I think it was on Modern Records.
Yeah.
I think it was on that red and silver label.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Modern Records.
So, I used to do things over with Maxwell Davis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I used to do things over with him. He was working over with Joe Beharis still.
Yeah.
And
the Beharis brothers.
The Beharis brothers, yeah.
The notorious Beharis brothers. Hey, man, I tell you what, you know, people can talk all they want. And everybody knew what the record company owners in those days would not give you a straight count. But at least I can remember one of them saying, I'll give you more than anybody else will. You know, it's like I went to New York City, started a company in Detroit called Impact Records. And with a gentleman named Harry Balk. And Harry Balk is one of the original old-time producers. He produced Shannon. He produced Johnny and the Hurricanes. He had something to do with Little Willie John. He was a major guy. He and a gentleman named Irving McConnick owned a company called Big Top Records. And so now we're in Detroit, and Harry and I start this company, and we have a record, and it's looking like it's going to be a hit, a song called Oh How Happy by a group called The Shades of Blue. So we'll go to New York, and in a restaurant, we run into Irving McConnick, Harry's old partner from Big Top. So we sit down, we had breakfast, and we laugh, and a whole bunch of stories go down. We get a couple of hours, and Harry gets up and says, Irving, you got to go. Harry shakes hands, I shake hands. Harry and I walk outside. Harry pulls his gloves off. He goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He says, you shake Irving's hand, you got to count your fingers. Harry is a great guy, and I love him, and I wish him all the best. But, let's see, you've been with the Drifters, and you say you were with the, didn't you do some time with the Drifters?
I've worked with pretty much everybody in the business, you know. I did most of the time with the Coasters.
With the Coasters.
Yeah, with the Coasters, yeah.
How many groups at one time were on the road calling themselves the Coasters?
Probably about 25. But you know, that was sort of like a blessing, though, because what that actually did was it allowed a lot of younger people the opportunity to go
make a living.
Make a living.
Yeah.
There's a negative, you can look at it from a negative aspect, and you look at it from a positive.
Absolutely.
There's some blessings from now on, by the way.
That's right.
That we have the opportunity to do that. Because I made a living with that kind of thing, you know, going out with the Coasters and not building a resume, just working with and working with groups who are different groups from the area. That was a blessing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you made a living for your family off it. That's the thing. Just being able to work in the music business is tough enough.
Yeah.
Getting paid is another thing. But let me just mention that this presentation of the Blue Power Hour today is sponsored by Jewel Paula Records from Shreveport, Louisiana. You know Stan the record man, right? And of course, you know Stan's daughter, Susie Q. You know Stan wrote the song Susie Q, right?
Oh, yeah, Susie Q.
That's right. You know his daughter's name is Susie Q. He wrote it about his daughter when she was about 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we dedicate this show to Stan, the record man, to all the great people at Jewel Paula Records, and say thank you very much. And also by Rounder Records from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Both great companies. And Mr. Steve Burton at Rounder is a wonderful gentleman. I wish to thank him for his support. Terry got a new CD out on Audio Quest.
Yeah.
And where you got the jacket for that thing somewhere? What's it called, man? Tell us about it.
Come to the Bay. Which is the song that my wife and I collaborated on.
Excellent. How is your wife? She all right?
She's doing pretty good, man.
Excellent. Tell me about it. Now, I noticed that one of the cuts on your new CD is My Babe, written by Willie Dixon.
That's right.
And originally performed by Lil Walter.
That's right.
So I'll tell you what, let's do. Willie Walters' version was recorded January 25th, 1955, for Chess Records. I think it was Checker. I think Little Walter was on Checker. This is part of Chess. And your version is coming out in 1997. That's a lot of difference in years.
1997.
That's right. So we're going to play both of them. We're going to play Little Walter's first and yours right behind it.
Yeah, that was just an extension of Chess.
Yeah. But we can hear the original, and then we can hear the modern version.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Now, baby, just be not cheating on your day. Oh, yes, just be not cheating on your day. Oh, yes, just be not cheating. Just stand there at midnight creeping on your day. True love, baby, on your day. My baby, I know she loves me on that day. Oh yes, I know she loves me on that day. Oh yes, I know she loves me. I do not must kiss and hold me on that day. True love, baby, on that day.
Thank you.
was great. Lee Walter and Terry Evans, both versions of Little Babe, the Lenny Dixon tune. Lee Walter is playing harmonica on his version. Who's playing harmonica on your version? Mr. Harp. He is bad. He's worked for me a couple of times on a couple of records, and he's a tremendous player.
And he's a great person.
Yeah. Tell me, what are the personnel on your new CD?
Well, of course, you know, I don't usually go see Mike Cole as a part of it.
Yeah.
He's always been a good part of it. And I have Bobby Cardinal on bass, and I have Hitch Power on keyboards. And my friend Blake on drums and a couple guitar players from Planet 11.
Yeah. Anything you can tell young aspiring blues musicians out there?
Try not to get involved with illegal things, such as drugs and music, because it's a band. It's not an apple. You need to do it.
It's like you
have to take your own
We don't have friends that ain't here anymore because of that.
That's right. Some people say, well, you know, you can't blow out the gas and that, but you can blow it.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, please, whatever you do, try to do it by drug free. And I think you can have a good
time. Excellent. Wise words from a wise man and a real blues man. And a pleasure to have you here today, Terry. Thank you very much.
Come to
me. A problem finding Terry's record, let us know. We'll let you know where you can find it.
Oh, come to the red wood and the arrows are so good. And the birds are so good. So you're right.
John R. with Mr. Terry Evans. Speaking to you from the Blue Power Hour at Fabulous Mouse Land Studios, with the exception later, Mr. Eric Mouse Johnson. This gentleman is sponsored by Blue Power Records in Shopton, Malaysia, Stan, the record man, and Rounder Records, Cambridge, Massachusetts, two of the great blues labels in the United States. Also brought to you by Beverly Hills Clinic, Dr. Lori Eddins, 1153 South Beverly Drive, Los Angeles, California, and Mr. Rick Reed. And a special thanks to Mr. Ted Randall and Miss Gail Franceschi at Access Nashville. We love you all. Remember, the gods love the blues.